Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I just realized we all have cats.
Oh, yeah.
We do.
You have two, Chris.
We do, yes.
How much do they weigh?
About 14-ish pounds each.
Yeah. I think the average cat's supposed to weigh 8.
Oh.
Blanche weighs 14 pounds. What about little Jerry? Jerry's a baby, though.
Yeah, I don't think he's even 5 pounds yet.
Wow.
He may be.
Do you give them treats a lot?
Wouldn't no.
You? Really?
Mm-mm. No.
Really?
Not at all.
Wow.
I give them a can of wet food. They split them in the morning. They wake up to that, and then they get some dry food throughout the day, and that's it.
Is that what you do?
Yeah, that's what I do, yeah.
Huh. Do you ever share human food with your cats?
Well, the stuff that gets dropped on the floor, he attacks.
Of course.
Yeah, I don't share any food, but sometimes I will sneak a bit of chicken or turkey.
Oh, I have actually had a hamburger in my hand, and Blanche has bit the meat out of it and ran. I'm not lying. I wish I could have got that on camera. I treat him too well.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure I'll get there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Yeah, it always happens. I always give Blanche a treat in the morning when we wake up. Shut up. I don't have a partner. I don't have anything. But this morning, I swear to God, I gave him a treat. But he was standing there in the same position he always is before I give him a treat. So I was like, sometimes you forget to take your medicine. Mm-hmm. You don't know what's going on. It's very early in the morning. So I go over, reach, and give him another one. And then I realized that I had just given him two. And that he had outsmarted me. This little animal with a brain the size of a walnut had outsmarted me. Because then he didn't move again. So I was going to get a third treat and a fourth treat.
Jordan Silver and Friends. 6 to 9 on 96.5 The Buzz.
Stacy for Emo Night. Don't look at me, Chris.
Didn't have me either. Did you hear about that?
No.
We had a whole plan to go, and then she's like, oh, I'm not feeling very well. I don't think I'm going to go. And I forbid you to go. It's too bad. And then about midnight or so, I'm scrolling through Instagram, and there's Jordan enjoying Emo Night.
Wow.
Dude, yeah. The 1% chance that I was going to go. That was it. There was the 1% chance. I was like, I have to DJ.
How long does it take to text someone? Just curious.
You're right.
Wow. Not even like, hey, we can't go together now, but show up.
Right?
Anything would have been nice. On the way to Riot Room.
Question.
In her Uber.
Question. Maybe it's different for you.
Right? She's not even driving.
Yeah, because it was awful to drive outside. Maybe it's different for you. But if someone and I decide that plans are not going to happen, I'm done. That's it. Bras off. I'm done.
Okay.
I'm not going out. You're not like that.
No.
And now I know. Bra stays on.
All night. I was ready to go.
Ooh. What size?
32C.
Ooh. Wow.
That's very specific, actually.
It's a good size.
You buy bras for your wife?
No.
Oh.
No.
Okay. All right, Stacy. So you have been in Minneapolis.
I have.
Can you spell that?
I
can't.
N-N-E-A-P.
I know.
Yes.
Dude, she texted me. She's like, oh, I can't come Friday to Emo Night. And I was like, that's okay. I know you're going to be in you're not going to be in town.
Yeah.
Hard town to spell. God, how was it?
Oh, my God. Well, it was for a Get Your Ear and Gear little conference summit thing. So, of course, amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody from around the country, all the local event directors coming together and hugging and crying with each other. And
was the stolen coal in there?
No, I don't know why we didn't think about taking it. I thought about it on the little trolley ride to my hotel.
Missed opportunity
for sure.
Some person in high authority somewhere, I talked to them this weekend, and they were like, "Where that stolen colon girl, Stacy Moody." So you're literally that, you really stuck to that name.
Oh yeah,
for the rest of your life.
This was the first time all of us had gotten together after the stolen colon, and I walk into this room, and everybody's like, it's the stolen collar girl. I'm like, oh God, it's happening again.
What's your, you should, why don't you have that as your license plate?
I know, I need
I'll
it.
I'll pay for it.
Okay, cool,
it's like
yeah.
40 bucks for a vanity sure. plate?
Done.
Chris, what would your vanity plate say?
Z7ZZ7Z.
Why?
Because if you look at it, it looks really cool typed out. I have thought of this before.
Have you guys ever had one?
A personalized plate?
We all know you have.
Really?
What does it say?
Rockstar. Rockstar. Wow. Rockstar.
Music. World. Local. And unofficial holidays. We're digging deep into history. Because we're all a bunch of nerds. And bringing you On This Day in History. With Jordan Silver and friends.
100 years ago in Kansas City on this day, there's a local restaurant that is having trouble keeping their girls working there.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah. The women are young women from 18 to 30 with good character, attractive, and intelligent.
All right.
And I went in a rabbit hole about this place in Kansas City, but we'll talk about that coming up with 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star. Chris, though, kick it off.
On this day in 2019, a spinning disc forms in Maine.
On this river. Have you seen a video of this thing?
I have. It is so cool.
It looks like the moon. It's 300 feet, and it just spun and spun. And when I was home for Christmas, my parents were like, hey, that's where that spinning disc was of ice. And I was like, what? I looked it up. Mind blown. Probably the most famous thing ever from the state of Maine.
It's so relaxing to watch.
It is. It just spun a little bit. It said that, quote, it was spinning because warm water is less dense than cooler water. So as the ice melts and sinks, it creates a vortex under the disc that causes it to rotate. Did anybody get that?
No.
No.
All right. Continue.
On this day in music history in 2012, Lana Del Rey takes social media abuse for her lethargic performance on Saturday Night Live.
In the backyard, pull up in your fast car, whistling my name. You open up a beer, take it over here and play your video games.
Okay, that's one of my favorite songs of all time. Second off, it's Lana, but we'll talk about that later, Chris, behind while I'm beating you. Lana! It's Lana!
I didn't think it sounded horrible.
Oh, it was bad.
Really? That was horrendous.
I mean, it wasn't great, but I don't think it'd be the worst disaster in the history of SNL music. Ashley Simpson.
It's no Ashley Simpson, but it's still not listenable.
I read the greatest YouTube comment ever. Underneath that, it says, quote, she sounds like me while I'm trying to sing Lana songs.
Truth. Truth. On this day in local history in 2004 in St. Louis, Lewis and Clark Expedition opened on the Missouri History Museum.
We need to go there. We need to learn.
St. Louis has some amazing museums. Check them all off.
Just an awful baseball team.
I will punch you right in
with
the
history.
On this day in 1986, Rambo: Cursed Blood Part 2 arrived in video stores and it broke the video sales for 435, beating out Ghostbusters.
435,000 copies rented. Wow. That's crazy.
Let me just play the trailer here, a little snippet.
Rambo, what most people call hell, he calls home. No man, no law, no war can stop him. Sylvester Stallone is back as Rambo, First Blood Part 2.
Oh, such a dramatic trailer.
So many bullets. What are you shooting at? He's obviously an awful shot. Too many bullets in there.
What was your prop budget for that?
Too high. On this day in music history in 1978, the Sex Pistols lead singer Johnny Rotten ends the show this way.
If I get the feeling you've been cheated, good night.
Yeah, that wasn't even the full show.
No.
They just ended it in the middle of it. And apparently it was their last concert until their reunion in 1996. So punk rock to come back after you've done that.
Mm. On this day in music history in 1969, Dave Grohl is born in Warren, Ohio.
Anybody heard of this guy?
I think so. Sounds familiar?
I think he's been in the business, I don't know, a couple years now?
Yeah. I heard he played a drum. He was the drummer for a band like a long time ago. But no. Dave Grohl?
Dave Grohl?
Grohl.
It's
yes.
Grohl.
Ah, yeah, Dave Grohl. Grohl. Yeah. Got it. Yes. He'll never amount to anything.
I don't think so. He's not going anywhere.
On this day in 1963, George Wallace is sworn in as the governor of Alabama.
Today, I have stood where once Jefferson Davis stood. I draw the line in the dust and toss the gauntlet before the feet of tyranny, and I say segregation now, segregation tomorrow, and segregation forever.
Oh, God. 1963. What an awful human being. Awful human being. Voted in. His inauguration speech was written by the leader of the Ku Klux Klan.
No.
Segregation now. Segregation tomorrow. Segregation forever. That's just so disgusting. I know we don't live in a time like that, but just even knowing that that's part of the history of this country is just gross. Awful.
On this day in 1954, Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio are married. And here's a rare interview I found with Marilyn.
I saw him for about a year and a half, 2 years, and we married in San Francisco. And we understood some things about each other. Our marriage wasn't a happy one. It ended in 9 months, unfortunately.
9 months.
Well, that's because he was an awful human being to her.
I heard he abused her?
Yes. He, you know that famous shot of her with her skirt being blown up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That was when they were filming the movie The 7 Year Itch. Well, after that was filmed, Joe DiMaggio beat the hell out of her in their hotel. And that was the last point where she then left.
What?
Yeah, so when you see that picture, only hours later,
God,
when they got married, there were all these special rules that he put on place that he had to approve of all of her films, that she was never allowed to be semi-dressed, that she had to break out of her dumb blonde typecasting, and that she was not allowed to, quote, outshine him.
Wow.
Now, Joe DiMaggio, when he married Marilyn Monroe, he had been, he's at the end of his baseball career. He's not like this new 22-year-old that's like doing a really good job. He was an awful human being. And she was a babe.
On this day in 1952, NBC's long-running morning news program Today debuts with Dave Garraway.
And here is Dave Garraway.
Here it is, Jack said, January 14th, 1952, when NBC begins a new program called Today. We'll be with you every day for 2 hours in the morning, just about the time you get up, 7 to 9 a.m.
That was the first one.
Who even runs that this time? Is that the two drunk ladies? You know what I mean?
I think.
Kathy Lee Gifford and Hoda.
Is that? Oh, my God. Is that
is
the
it,
show?
I don't know, because it's on when we're on, so how would we know?
Or is that the Robin Roberts show?
It might be that one. I mean, I guess we have Google here. Today
we have this thing called Internet.
Because there's the Today Show and then GMA, right?
Yes.
But they're not the same thing?
No.
Robin Roberts is Good Morning America.
Jeez, really?
Good morning, America.
You find the information, or
we found no. The two drunk girls.
All right,
not the two drunk girls.
On this day in 1943, Franklin Delano Roosevelt travels from Miami to Morocco to meet with Winston Churchill, becoming the first American president to fly in an airplane.
Dang.
And on this day, a little further back in 1699, Massachusetts holds up a day of fasting for the wrongly persecuted witches.
Yeah.
Massachusetts was weird.
Yeah.
Like, real weird.
Yeah. Also where Michelle Carter is incarcerated.
In this day in history in 1690.
Oh, come on. Well, you don't want to get into that?
We will. Right. We
Bye.
Will. We will.
Fine.
The musical instrument, the clarinet, is invented in Nuremberg, Germany.
I love the sound. Wait. Is it Billie Eilish?
It is Billie Eilish.
It's so sleuthy.
It works so well.
Yeah.
Forget, do you have that whole thing?
I do.
I'm going to replace our Bury a Friend.
Yeah, that's good.
And just put that in there.
I like it.
I do, too. You know, it's funny, because usually the clarinet is kind of a dopey-sounding instrument.
Mm-hmm.
But I loved that.
That was it smooth and beautiful.
James Bondy.
Ooh.
Really?
Yeah.
I could see that.
Yeah. Sleuthy. No?
Okay.
Anyway.
All right. So, 100 years ago, front page of the Kansas City Star, they are looking for girls to work because they keep leaving this place called the Fred Harvey Eating House. I'd eat there.
Mm.
What kind of food do you think that they served at the Fred Harvey Eating House? Eating House.
Giant slabs of meat.
Yeah, definitely. Some soups.
Yep. Sandwiches.
Sandwiches.
All right. So this reads, the Fred Harvey Eating House faces curtailment because of a shortage of, quote, Harvey House girls. Matrimony is decimating the ranks. Out of the 2,000 employed last year through the Kansas City office, 1,200 quit to become brides. Alice Steele of Kansas City is trying to recruit an army of girls to help.
Damn.
So I went into this rabbit hole about Harvey girls. And it was back in the day, Harvey House started in 1876 and ended 1968. It had a bunch of restaurants. First one was started in Kansas and like was huge. So big that Judy Garland was in a movie. You know this?
Yeah. We have Fred Harvey is very closely connected to Union Station. We have Harvey's at Union Station.
No way.
Yeah. We have Harvey Girl Tours. I wasn't going to say anything. I was just letting you go.
No, please, please.
So, do you have more about why they got married?
Because they were apparently like the... They were supposed to be 18 to 30 years of age, good character, attractive, intelligent. They were paid really well. They were just kind of like the like perfect girl of the time.
Yeah, so these women, or girls, I'm sorry, at the time. So they would come in. They weren't supposed to date, but to be a Harvey girl... If you became one, if you like, there was, you had to basically, it's like being a Hooters girl,
but class?
Like way elevated.
Okay.
Right?
But I read it as classy, but you.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, yeah, yeah, it is. Okay. It is. It, but I mean,
not that
like,
Hooters girls.
It was like a status symbol to be a Harvey
yeah.
girl.
Mm-hmm. So guys would come in, they would be traveling through these towns, and they'd come to the Harvey house,
the Fred Harvey Eating House.
Yeah. And, be like, hey, you're kind of hot. You want to get married? It was, they would.
She's right.
Work there.
Yeah.
To get married.
Yeah.
Like they would work there to meet men to get married, to start families.
Yeah. They had to be at home by 10 o'clock. And they actually were also given room and board and paid very well back in the day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well,
no wonder.
Not bad.
If you, there's a PBS documentary because.
Really?
Of course, yes. Check it out. It's on KCPT. It's been on there a lot, but it is good.
It's about the Harvey girls.
It is about the Harvey girls.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's really interesting stuff.
Yeah, wow. And so is there anything that anyone can see about Harvey girls at the
We've got some,
at Union Station?
Well, we have Harvey girl tours, but this girl dresses up as a Harvey girl.
Ooh, how old is she?
She's older than you, so, you know, yeah. But yeah, we've got some different artifacts and different stuff on our timeline exhibit.
That's amazing.
So it's really cool.
Yeah, go check it out. Union Station, the Harvey Girls from the Fred Harvey Eating House.
That's right.
Unofficial holidays, dress up your pet day.
Aww. Jerry's going to put on his little sweater.
Do you put... Oh.
He has a little...
You got to train him young to wear clothes. Blanche will not. He's a nudist.
It is also Organize Your Home Day. We touched a little bit on this yesterday.
Yeah, we're going to have a game coming up around 8:20 where we brought five things from our junk drawer in. And then you, BuzzFam, have to guess who brought in what. Honestly, now it's easy. So it's an easy chance for you to win tickets. 8:20, set an alarm.
And also something I've recently tried. It is Hot Pastrami Day.
Ugh. God. Not just pastrami, hot pastrami.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
In my effort to become Stacey Moody as a human being, this is what happens. Besides dyeing my hair, I got into one of your favorite shows.
Yeah, you did.
Over the holidays.
So good.
S Creek.
S Creek.
Ah, it's just every time we say the first part of it, even though it's not spelled like the bad word.
Right.
Yeah, I get...
Your butthole puckers?
Yes. Hot flashes and all these things. It could be menopause or I just am really afraid.
I mean, it could be both.
I'm really afraid of that word. But it is such a good show.
Yeah, it is.
I should have listened to you 100 years ago.
You should have when I told you 100 years ago.
What got you into the show?
So I saw it on Netflix. I mean, it was probably season 2. everyone was like, oh, it's so good, it's so good. And I'm like, the people in it, Eugene Levy and Catherine O'Hare, loved them. Mm-hmm. Best in show, great movie, right? But I was like, the name of this throws me off because it makes me think that it's really cheesy and stupid.
Right.
I did not give it a chance for 2 years.
Really?
2 years. So finally, everyone was telling me, just watch it. Fell in love instantly.
So good.
So good.
So the premise of it is these rich people, their money manager did something awful and they have no money. So they have to move to this town where the only reason that they're moving to that town is because the father bought it for the son as a joke gift.
Yeah.
And that's the only place that they can live.
Right.
And it is, besides being funny, like The Office kind of funny, I think it's also got so much heart.
It does. It does. And usually I hate feel-good shows where they have, like, the Disney moment at the end, you know, where everything's okay again. There's enough sarcasm and just hilarity that the Disney moment is not as hard to stomach.
I totally know what you mean.
Yeah.
And we're talking about... you say it.
Schitt's Creek?
Yes. I mean, just... the name of it and where it is, and then that's the last name of the people that own, you know, the town, and just it's a perfect example of where these people are. It's just so well written.
Yeah.
And I love how the characters evolve on the show as well.
Oh yeah. And not only the family, not only the Roses, but when you first meet the people in S Creek, you think, oh my God, they're just these backwards, dumb, time has completely forgotten them people. Like, Roland is he looks. Did you notice his stomach gets smaller later in the show?
No, on season 5 too.
Yeah, his gut was just huge in the first one, in the first season. It is. And I have to tell people, if people are watching it and they're like 2 or 3 episodes in the first season, it's very annoying, and I get that. These characters, you want to rip their faces off. But stick with it. I promise it gets better.
Yes. I really didn't expect them to, again, like, evolve as humans under the show. They really take this town and realize that this is what they're going to be, so let's make the best of it, which is not what you would expect from a family that made so much money.
Right.
And the reason that we're talking about this right now is because I texted you when I started watching the show.
You did.
This beautiful moment where I was like, I'm like David.
You are like David. Yeah.
Who are you like? You took that BuzzFeed quiz.
Stevie.
You're Stevie? Oh, yeah, you're Stevie.
The BuzzFeed quiz made me Roland, okay. Which, thanks.
Anybody that watches the show and knows us, that's hilarious. I'm really laughing so hard right now.
Right?
But when I told you that I was watching it, you're like, oh, there's going to be a trivia pub quiz.
Trivia night, yeah.
Yeah, about the show. So do you want to join my team? And I was like, yes. That sounds awesome. I'll just make my way through this whole entire series on Netflix, and then I'll be caught up by the time that we do it next week. Then all of a sudden, someone else got involved.
Yeah.
We were talking about it on your Facebook, Stace, the pub quiz about S Creek, and Tori from KC Pet Project was like, I love this show. Oh, can I join your team? Then you said it was full.
Uh-huh.
And then
you can only have 6 people on your team.
Right.
For this particular quiz.
And then all of a sudden something happened and she was on the team.
Mm-hmm.
And no one will answer my question as to where am I still on the team? Did you swap her for me? Or did you swap me for her? Did you really? Because I'll start my own team. Because when you said that we didn't have enough people, mm-hmm. I was like, you know what, Tori? I'm not going to leave you behind. You want to do this? Let's start our own team. I didn't know that you would take that offensively.
So here's the thing, though. You just started watching, right?
It's fresh in my mind. I can do trivia. The crows have eyes. The crows have eyes.
Look.
What?
I get it that it's fresh, but you're going through it, and I need people who have watched this series multiple times like I have.
Sponge when it comes to television like that.
On your first run through, you miss stuff. You go back, you see some things you didn't see the first time, and then the third and fourth and 20th.
You know,
like
what?
Me.
You jerk.
Maybe I'll start
my own team. We have members of the Buzz family that watch the show.
Do it. You're not going to win.
Yeah,
you're
we are.
Beat us.
Yes, we are.
No, I got the A team.
No, you don't.
If I had you, I would have had the A minus team.
News is coming up.
Jordan Silver and Brett is broadcasting live from the Sporting KC studios, brought to you by KC Beer Company. Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
Christopher, you're our news guy. What's going on in the world?
Kentucky miners are pissed.
At what?
And not just the ones under 18, the ones that are coal mining. They haven't got paid since December 16th.
Oh, hell no.
And they were told they would get paid Friday. Friday came around, didn't get paid. They said, oh, we'll pay you Monday. Monday came around, they didn't get paid. They're like, hey, we're not going to let you get any coal. So them and their families stood on the train tracks and would not allow any of the coal to pass through.
Damn right.
Do you guys remember, I mean, when we do This Day in History at 6:30, this happened in America like 100 years ago. And it becomes something where we had to, as Kansas City, all of our energy. Like, we had to keep one light on in our house. Like, it became mandated.
Mm-hmm.
Why won't they pay them? Do we know? Well, I guess they don't know.
Well, they don't have, much money, but they're still literally on the tracks, and they haven't not yet get paid. It was yesterday, so hopefully they will pay them shortly.
Oh, damn. I wonder how, they haven't been paid since the 16th of December, you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because if my check bounces, I'm out. I don't even give somebody a second or third time. I'm out.
What is their reasoning for not paying them? They just don't have the funds?
Can't cover.
Ugh.
Oh, that's awful.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's move on.
The amazing group 1 Million Moms is slamming Burger King for their latest commercial.
The Impossible Whopper is going nationwide.
Damn, that's good.
The Impossible Whopper is going nationwide.
Damn, that's good.
For why?
He says the word damn.
Damn, that's good.
They're not too happy about that.
Did they not listen to the Church of Laszlo? I learned the words that we can say from that show.
Nice.
Because they really pushed the line with what can be said.
They're saying that the word is extremely destructive and damaging to impressionable children who are watching the commercial.
Extremely.
Extremely.
That was the word they used.
Yeah, there's nothing more damaging to our children than them hearing the word damn, but definitely don't visit the Hoover Dam.
Also, in their statement, they use the word damn. Damages.
Oh, dang.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, my contract is up soon.
researchers at KU are looking for some couples. They're willing to pay out up to $4,000 for couples for male birth control. It's this new gel that men can rub on their shoulders, and supposedly it's supposed to reduce their sperm count.
What? That's their birth control?
Yeah.
You understand what I have to do? Are you kidding? I hate you. I hate not
me.
You. Not you.
I didn't do anything.
I hate both of you.
What did I do?
So they get a massage and they get, you know.
I mean, it's hard being a man.
I hate you now.
All aboard the TMI train. This is Never Have I Ever.
Haven't heard this since last year.
Holy crap.
I know. We haven't played it because for two people, it's not fun.
Yeah.
So this is definitely a three-person kind of game.
A throuple.
At least. So this is Never Have I Ever. We played exactly like you guys play it at home, but there's no drinking. Mm-hmm. Okay, yeah. So we're just going to answer these, and unfortunately, you'll get to know a lot more about us because I've learned some pretty crazy things about you guys.
Yeah.
Like what Chris is like on Adderall.
Yep.
I didn't take any that day.
And how Stacey has done it in Chiefs Stadium.
Yeah. Damn straight.
And nothing about me. So I'll go first.
All right. Yeah.
So never have I ever gone hunting.
Oh.
Stacey and I have not. Chris has. Ew, what'd you
do? Hold on. I have a little asterisk to put up next to it.
Did you have a gun?
No. Well, technically, I went hunting as I was with the troop that were hunting and shooting at the birds, pheasants. But what happened was they brought their pheasant back, and I looked out the back little window of the car, and I see him twist the neck, and I hear it snap. And from then on, I'm like, I'm never going on a hunting excursion again.
What about Big Buck Hunter?
Oh, I love Big Buck Hunter.
Okay, all right. As long as I feel like David from S Creek. I feel like one of the Manson girls would hate that.
Love it.
Chris.
Never have I ever had diarrhea at a friend's house.
Oh, no, 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 no. Stacey and I, no, 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 no. Stacey and I have.
Jordan, do you have a story?
I sure do, but why don't you go first, because I'm the host.
Not at a friend's house, but I had it while I was traveling on a plane.
Oh, that's awful.
It was the worst.
There was a wedding, and I was a kid. One of the kids had the flu. I got it. It was not pretty at the house that we were sleeping at. And interesting enough, I went back to that house like 15, 20 years later, and I walked in. And I was like, didn't you guys have carpet in your living room? The mom looks at me and goes, I was never going to tell you about that. They did.
Gross. What?
It was the flu. You can't help how you feel with the flu. Everyone's got the flu right now. Yes, they got rid of their carpet. They have hardwood floors because of something that happened to me. Oh, I didn't feel
How did it get that bad?
I don't know.
Dude, congratulations. That's impressive.
They had carpet, then they don't have carpet anymore. Didn't you have carpet in this room? I swore I would never make you feel bad about that.
Wow.
Stace, what's your card?
All right. In that vein, never have I ever wet my pants in public.
Nope.
What?
Stacey has. Chris and I have not. Now we need a story, Stace.
You guys have never laughed so hard you peed your pants?
Not in public.
Oh.
Or in private.
Or
when? When did this happen? What?
Please. I want to say it's only happened once, but it's not. I can't say that honestly.
All right, Stacey with the loose bladder. Stacey?
Among everything else that's wrong with me, sometimes I can't hold my bladder.
Never have I ever been fired from a job. Oh, yeah. All three of us have.
Yeah, recently.
All aboard the TMI train. This is Never Have I Ever.
Oh, Chris.
We had to take a minute.
I didn't have anything to do with that. And look, I got you back so fast.
Yay.
Done, done, done. All right, it's your turn to play to start with Never Have I Ever.
Never have I ever sat in the shower.
Oh, come on. All right, we all have. Okay.
Many times.
Is this a hangover thing for anybody else? Or?
Mostly, yeah.
Okay. Chris?
Not just sitting in the shower for an hour? Because it's a Monday?
Crying about your life?
Right.
No, just being in, enjoying the steam.
And just sitting in the shower?
Yeah.
No.
No.
It's mostly a hangover thing.
Yeah.
I cannot stand.
Correct. Well, you don't drink, Chris.
Well, I would recommend it.
No.
Okay.
I think it'll bring me back to memories of, like, being hungover.
Never have I ever walked out of a movie because it was so bad.
Absolutely, yes, I have. Chris has not. Stacey has.
The box where you push a button and you get whatever you want, but it, like, kill somebody somewhere else.
Yeah.
What I'm talking about?
That's a movie?
Unfortunately, I made it 30 minutes in and I was like, this is awful. Ooh. Walked right out.
You've got mail.
You saw that in theaters?
Shut up. You saw it in theater like 1994?
Oh.
I was just so mad. I knew where this movie was going and I knew how it was going to end. And then at some point I was just like, I'm sick of this. Of course, they're going to meet at the... Anyway, oh, it's my turn. Okay, never.
Wow, spoiler alert.
Never, because if you haven't seen it, never have I ever had a fake ID. Interesting. Stacey and Chris have not. I have.
I grew up in Peculiar. I didn't need one.
Really?
Yeah.
You didn't need one.
You could just drink?
Well, it wasn't that hard to procure the alcohol.
Oh. I had a fake ID. It was of Paris Hilton.
What?
Yeah, so
did you try it?
I always would give it to the bouncer first before mine. It was always funny. They would look at this little ID all serious, and it was Paris Hilton, and like my license plate number was like, that's hot, or whatever. My license plate. And they look at me, and they look at this picture, this ID of Paris Hilton, and they're like, no, ma'am. No, ma'am.
You never once got through?
Nope.
That's shocking.
Right? Am I not the spitting image of Paris Hilton?
I thought you were when I first met you.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Never have I ever flown in a helicopter.
Oh.
Oh, that sounds awesome, but no. What? Chris and I have not, Stacey. What? Like, what is this, on your weekends when you're going up to the Hamptons?
Yeah. No.
Okay, also, emergency services coming to help you doesn't count.
No, I've actually never been life flighted anywhere.
Okay.
But one year, my mom bought me and my brother a helicopter trip of
the metro.
You go from downtown to the plaza. It's like a little tour.
Wow.
It was actually really neat. That's, it was like $8 million for 15 minutes.
Yeah, but, for real. Those are very expensive.
But it was cool.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. Richie rich lady.
I mean,
over there.
And also when I fly to the Hamptons.
Of course.
Never have I ever cried or flirted my way out of a speeding ticket.
None of us have. I've tried.
I hate those people who can do that because I have tried. Crying does not work.
Yeah.
They're so over it.
Right. They're like, oh, that's an ugly cry. Quit it. I'm going to give you two tickets.
Right.
One for being a wimp and one for speeding.
Right.
Never have I ever tried to cut my own hair. We all have.
Mm.
Yeah. I had a bowl haircut.
And you chose that yourself?
All you do is take a bowl, put it on top of your head, and cut around. It's a pretty easy haircut. Shut up, Chris. What? Go ahead.
Never have I ever finished a Sudoku puzzle.
I've never even attempted one.
Cut! Neither have I.
Those are one of the few puzzles I can actually finish.
And good, I know people feel this way. I know, like, you see people, you know, they're 90 years old. They're sitting there doing their Sudoku, but...
I would have no problem doing a Sudoku when I'm 90 years old, next to a 90-year-old.
Mm. Never have I ever been thrown out of a club or restaurant.
Okay, Buzz fam, I just looked over at something real quick. I looked back at Stacey. She just has the I have, just and smiling right there. I have as well. Chris has not. Stacey has. Tell us a little bit more.
It's Stace. More embarrassing than anything.
Okay, then definitely tell us.
So, went to Columbia, Missouri, for a Say Anything show. We went to have pre-show drinks at a place called Harbo's, who had like $3 pitcher Long Islands.
Oh, no.
Stacey does not have self-control.
No.
So by the time we made it to the actual venue, never saw Say Anything. I'm puking, projectile vomiting in the lobby of the restroom. Then my friend finds me in the bathroom and the people who work there go, you need to get your friend out right now. And I was like, I'm trying.
It's a rite of passage to have a moment like that. I just feel bad for those people that work in the bar industry that have to take
right?
care of us. And not take care, just be like, get out of here, you disgusting
slob. And clean it
slob.
Up. Yeah. I'm so sorry. Side note, the next day I had a job interview.
And?
I didn't get that job. Clearly.
Did they think that you smelled like vomit?
It took
and
me
last
two
night?
Hours to get ready because I was in so much pain. Oh, I was so hungover.
I had my alarm go off at a job, at my last job, and I was so hungover from the night before that I just rolled over and I'm like, do I need this job?
Right.
And then I was like, yeah, I need this job. I can't go anywhere. All right, never have I ever stalked someone that I like. Well, duh. We all have.
Obviously.
Anybody go to any extremes?
Just business as usual for us.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
Okay.
Chris found out weird things about you.
What?
Remember? Like, found out your real name.
Well, I'm not ashamed to search the world for information.
Oh, clearly.
Speaking of which, cannot find where Michelle Carter is.
They won't release that information to the public.
Right.
Chris,
I'm not the public. No, we've tried.
Oh.
She's in the news. That's coming up at 7, mm-hmm. 8 o'clock. All right. Go ahead.
Never have I ever used training wheels.
Are we talking about for a bike or?
What do you need training wheels for?
Oh, come on, Chris.
I've been having dreams.
Jordan Silver and Friends News on 96.5 The Buzz.
I've been waiting for this story all morning. Mm-hmm. Please tell me what. Tell me.
Yes, Hottie McTottie, Michelle Carter. The Supreme Court will not hear her case.
Ugh.
So she will have to remain in jail until next Thursday.
She's out next Thursday?
January 23rd, she's released. She spent her time in jail. She's ready to go.
Laszlo, I need to take some time off. There was a documentary called I Love You Now Die on HBO, and it gave her side of the story, which there was so much more to it than just the sentence that she, quote, texted her ex-boyfriend to kill himself. There's so much more to that story than just that, but people read just that, and then they form all these opinions and stuff like that. And so check out that documentary if you want to, I Love You Now Die on HBO. But yes, I do have a crush on Michelle Carter so much. Such a crush on Michelle Carter. What?
Nothing. She's a very attractive female.
My uncle, they moved her because I tried to get her address to write her. And then we all had that conversation like, really?
Yeah.
But I'm like, if anybody from this station would be writing someone in jail, honestly.
Right.
It would be me.
It would be.
All right. So she's out next Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm setting a note in my phone.
Reminder.
Yes.
Two individuals recorded themselves giving a nicotine vape pen to a 2-year-old. The child is seen putting the pen to his mouth twice before coughing and laying on the floor and crying.
Come on, man.
Right? This was a 17 and 18-year-old girl. That word. Moments like that that just really you want to give their voting rights away.
I feel like these are also the same people that licked the ice cream and put it back.
Probably.
Mm-hmm. All right, what else is in the news?
Well, we found him. Eric Fisher posted a video on Instagram when he went to the end zone and did the Stone Cold Steve Austin thing.
Yeah.
So he posted a video saying, we need to find these people. Not 45 minutes later, they found Alex Thompson of Springfield, Missouri. And they're going to give him a care package. And here's a little bit of what Alex Thompson had to say.
It was great. Eric Fisher reached out to me. I guess Budweiser said they're sending us a care package. So that's awesome. And Eric Fisher's, he's been cool to talk to.
Because he stole his beer?
Yes.
And we know those are like $25.
Yeah, they need to be reimbursed for that. That wouldn't have been so happy.
Well, especially when you know how much a Chiefs player is making. I remember listening to the announcers talking about how, if that's even legal. Like, they were in the middle of playing a game. He shakes a beer, opens it up, and starts. I mean, he doesn't drink any of it, I guess. But
he dumped it over his helmet. He didn't actually partake in the drink. And I'm assuming they've got a rule where players can't drink, maybe?
No, that's the thing. That's what Tony Romo was saying. He's like, yeah, it's fine. And I'm like, what? Whoa. I didn't know you could do this drunk. Whoa. I would have totally played that sport in high school.
Jordan Silver on the bus.
I'm not a mean person. And I don't even think I really have an ego. What?
No, that's...
Really?
Right?
I just... There was this... There is a... Definitely since the very beginning, the number one show, the number one fan of this show is... This girl named Kendra.
Yes.
Hey, Kendra. Hello. How are you? I'm not even going to tell her that we talk about this because she'll find it on her own.
She's already messaged me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She didn't message me. Shut
are you
up,
surprised?
Chris.
Kendra loves me.
So she's been there since the beginning.
Yeah.
Very, very, very beginning. Very supportive. Very friendly. You know, when people have been mean, they, you know, she sends me very nice long texts to get me out of it. And everything was cool until whatever date Stacey Moody joined the show, and then it, like, changed.
I bet you she knows.
She knows the date?
She knows the date.
Because, I don't know, I mean, there is a difference between Stacey and I think that I'm more relaxed.
There used to be way more of a difference between us, hadn't there been, Jordan?
Mm. All right, so I dyed my hair blue. Shut up, whatever. But, you know, I like to think before I speak. I try to think before I speak. Exactly. And so people, now, we represent different kinds of people, each as members of this show, kinds of people that listen from the Buzz family. And so some people definitely, you know, love your just going for the jugular way that you do things, Stacey Moody, where I am slightly more reserved. And I'm like, no. Let's not make everybody hate us.
You do definitely think things out more. Way more than I do.
Right. And that's how a team works. Sometimes you need one that thinks and then one that just speaks and then Chris.
What?
Right. Well, okay. So since she comments on your social media all the time it's fine, but it just is mean, I think, because she used to be mine. She used to be mine. And now she loves you. You've pulled up some of the comments that she's put on Facebook.
Yeah, there was a lot. Well, she always votes for my bangers and adds them to her story because always mine are better. She started a hashtag for me, which is Stacey Effin Moody, which is a cleaned up version. Mm-hmm. Hers isn't as bad, but it's she. I'm pretty sure she likes Jerry more than Blanche.
And she's a vet.
She is a vet. She sees all kinds of cute, adorable little animals. But still, Jerry's number one.
She used to be my girl, and now she's not my girl anymore.
I'm pretty sure she started a fan club for me. The other day, she asked me if I was comfortable being on a billboard. Not really sure what that means.
Oh, come on. Are you serious?
Yeah.
Why? Why? What are you doing? You trying to take over the world? Trying to take over the show?
I'm not, you know.
So here's the thing. When Kendra puts these comments on Facebook, I don't care how many followers and stuff I have and how messed up the algorithm is. For some strange reason, my computer, when I turn it on and go to Facebook, always goes to these spots where it's on Stacey's profile and Kendra is sucking up.
And she doesn't always tag you in them either.
No. I just find them. I don't know. It's this awful algorithm that just puts me right there to that spot. So I give this girl crap, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to learn sarcasm. And so I'm just like, yeah, all right, just whatever. Why don't you just marry Stacey Moody? You know, fine. I don't need you either. Those kinds of things. She messaged me.
Oh, get a room.
Get a room.
Yeah.
And so she messaged me, see you at emo night on Friday. And I wrote back, ugh, are you even going to go if Stacey isn't there?
Wow.
Whoa. Well, I'm up on stage DJing, and she comes over to me, and she's, like, got a sad look on her face. And I was like, wait a minute. She's like, why do you hate me? And I was like, wait, no, I was just joking, dude. I was just joking. And I spent, like, 30 minutes talking to this poor girl that thought that I was serious, that I had.
Wow. Did you convince her that you were joking and it's all ha-has?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I do too. Or, you know, it's fine. She likes me even more now.
I felt so bad because I thought that she understood that I was joking, but then to see somebody in real life come up and be like, why do you hate me? I'm like, I don't hate you at all. I'm so sorry. I was just joking. I guess I can't do sarcasm is basically what I'm getting from this.
2 points. One, that means you're really good at sarcasm, so congratulations.
Oh, damn.
But
wait,
two,
are you being sarcastic?
No.
Okay.
Two, in all seriousness, I know you, and I know how just devastated you probably felt when you thought that when she thought that you were for real. Like, I cannot even imagine. Your heart exploded.
Yeah, there's this whole, all the pictures from Emo Night were released yesterday, and like, you see in half of them just me in the corner just like wiping this poor girl's tears.
Jordan Silver and friends from 6 to 9 on the bus.
They changed what our prize book looked like. That's why I couldn't find it.
Is that your excuse?
That's my excuse. I know it has a giant picture of us on the front.
And says prize book.
And the picture of us that's big on the front was in front of all the binders.
This
that was facing out.
A smaller, which is not a good sign, prize book than we usually have. So that's why I was missing.
Mm. You've been searching for 2.5 hours.
Seriously.
And it was right under my nose.
Yes, it was.
Like, wow. Where are my glasses? They're on your face. So today is Organize Your Home Day.
Mm-hmm. It is.
That's the unofficial holiday. So I had everybody bring in 5 things from their junk drawer. And I'd like to play a game with the Buzz family right now with this. We're going to have Stacey describe something that somebody pulled from their junk drawer. And then you, Buzz family, whoever the lucky person is that is the caller, has to tell us which of the 3 that item belongs to. You get 2 out of 3, then you win the prize. And we're giving out tickets to Run River North at the Uptown on February 7th. That's the first thing. So, Chris, get us somebody that wants to play.
I want to find somebody who's super duper ooper excited.
Never say that again.
Jordan Silver and Friends on the Buzz.
All right, a live game here on Jordan Silver and Friends. I cannot wait to screw this up.
Oh, it's going to get so bad.
The comedy will be in how badly we can screw this up. But Laszlo believes in us. We can do a live game. So let's prove him.
Right?
Yeah. Okay.
Let's try.
So this is for a pair of tickets to Run River North at Uptown Theater, February 7th. We're calling this the junk drawer game.
Yeah.
And we each brought in some crap from our junk drawer. All you have to do is tell us whose crap that is.
Yeah.
Who owns that from the junk drawer? We've got Alex on line 4. Hello, Alex. Can you hear us?
Yes. Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Where are you calling us from, man?
I'm from Kansas City, Missouri.
Oh, hell yeah. Go Chiefs?
Yeah, Rock Chalk and Go Chiefs.
Okay. Perfect. I don't know. Have you had the chance to listen to this show enough to know our personalities at all, Chris, Stacy, and I?
Yeah, I think I got a good feel for y'all.
Okay, this sounds good. Then all you have to do is Stacy's going to describe something, and you tell us whose junk drawer it was in, Chris, Stacy, or Jordan. You get 2 out of 3, and then you win these tickets. You want to play?
Yeah, let's play.
All right, Stacy, you're going to describe the first item.
All right, Alex, in my hand, I have a giant sticker that says, "Oh, donut even." The donut has an angry face.
Ugh. So,
oh, donut even.
This is from someone's junk drawer, either Chris's, Stacy's, or mine, Alex. And whose junk drawer do you think that is from?
I got to go Jordan on that one.
Oh, no. Unfortunately, no. That is not mine, but
Stacy.
That's okay.
It was mine.
Stacy's. Definitely Stacy's. That's okay. You've got another chance at this. Stace, describe item number 2 for Alex.
I have a Whistlin' Dixie train whistle with the name Eleanor written on it.
Chris, what are you doing with that, man?
Yes! Yes! That's right. All right, he's got one of two. Yeah, none of us would put our mouths on it.
Yeah, Alex. That was not going in my mouth.
Okay, Alex, this next one, good luck, Alex. Here we go. We're playing the junk drawer game.
It is a clear baggie of pills.
Oh, no. I gotta go back to Chris on that.
Oh! That was my bag of pills. Alex.
You guys have such, different flavors here. It's tough to get you.
I know. Damn it.
Dang it.
Stacey, you want to describe one more thing for him? Make this easier. So that,
yes. Okay. Yeah, give me one more thing. Pick from the pile of crap. All right. I think she's got a good one. Oh, okay. Well, all right. Alex,
I feel like you're going to Run River North by the thing that I grabbed, but here you go.
Now,
junk drawer game, Stacey.
Pay very close attention, Alex. Are you ready?
Yeah.
On the front of it, it says, "I am a notepad." And this notepad is shaped like a J.
let's go with Jordan.
There we go. All right, cool. Awesome. Alex, we're going to put you on hold. Thank you so much for playing. And we're going to continue. Find somebody else to play.
Stream Jordan Silver and Friends 6 to 9 on the radio.com.
All right, so it is Jordan Silver and Friends, and we are playing our junk drawer game here. Whew. On the show, and Alex won. I'm very, very surprised.
Good job, Alex.
We did give him an extra one, but this is a hard game.
It is. It can. This one's hard. This batch of crap is hard.
So what we did was we all went through our junk drawers and found some crap, and you, BuzzFam, are supposed to figure out whose crap that is. Stacy will describe something, and then we will see who you think it's from, out of Stacy, Chris, or I. Now, we've got Fred on the line. Fred, can you hear us?
Heck yeah.
Ooh.
Yes, Fred, yes. Fred, this is going to be really hard.
Yeah.
So we're going to give out tickets to, these are sold out tickets to King Princess on February 14th, which is like a very coveted show here in Kansas City. Fred, where are you right now calling us from?
Well, I had to pull over on the side of the road because I was headed to work, but I'm in Warrensburg, Missouri. From Warrensburg.
Are you going to be late to work if we don't hurry up?
It doesn't matter.
Oh, are you good. The boss, Fred?
You guys are beautiful people, so we're just going to roll with it.
Oh, Fred gets tickets anyway.
Yeah, he does. We could totally do this. So have you heard the show long enough to think that you know kind of our personalities, Stacy's, Chris, and mine?
Jordan, I've been listening to this show for a long, long time. I met you at the first show whenever you did your first episode here in KC.
Oh, I love Fred.
Oh, my God.
Stacy, you better describe
I'm Camel Fred.
Oh, Camel Fred. I know Camel Fred.
Oh, Lord.
Camel Fred. OG. Definitely an OG listener. Okay, Fred. So we've got three things. Stacy's going to describe one. You tell us whose item it is, whose junk drawer it's from, Chris, Stacy, or I. And then we will continue. If you win 2 out of 3, you win tickets to King Princess. Are you ready, Fred?
I'm ready.
Are you ready, Freddy?
Oh,
sorry.
God.
No. Yeah, I've been called that since I was 6.
See? All right, Stacy, describe item number 1. Describe item number 1.
All right. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, I think I can count, packets of grated cheese from Pizza Hut.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 5.
5 packets.
Little packets of grated cheese from Pizza Hut.
Now, that is from one of our junk drawers. Junk drawers, Fred. Do you think that is from the junk drawer of Chris, Stacy, or Jordan?
I think it's Stacy.
Because it's food!
No, Camel Fred, I am so sorry. That was from mine.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Yes. All right. You still have a chance. We've got two more things for Stacy to describe, and she's going to continue right now as we play the junk drawer game for tickets to King Princess. Fred, you ready?
Yep.
Let's go.
Okay. This is a very common cat toy. It is a laser pointer, but it's huge. Like, the biggest I've ever seen.
All right. Now, Fred has been listening to the show for
Jordan's a while. Jordan's the cat lady, but you also, Stacy, have just gotten into cats as your therapy.
Fred knows you. Fred knows you.
Fred does know me.
I think since the newness is there, I think it's going to be Stacy's.
Oh, Fred, that is mine. It takes double A batteries.
Well, that's why it's in your junk drawers, because you've already played it out.
That's true.
Oh.
That is okay. You know what? Let's double or nothing with it right here.
Okay.
And this last thing that you describe, Fred, if you can guess this one, then you will win tickets to King Princess. Just because we love you, you've been an OG fan, and we are just so happy that you're here with us. Ready, Stacy?
All right.
Okay.
Fred.
You got this, Fred.
You know all of us. Who does this describe? It is another toy, I hope, called Grow a Girlfriend. You drop it in the water and watch it grow 6 times its original size. And it says, it's not pretend when you grow the perfect friend. Fred, think about that one.
Who owns, whose junk drawer is there a Grow a Girlfriend bath toy? Is it Chris, Stacy, or me?
I want to say Chris.
What?
But, I'm going to have to go with Jordan.
Yeah! Okay, yeah, for real. Honestly, they all have actual real partners, and I literally have a grow a girlfriend in my junk drawer. Thank you so much for playing, Fred. Stay on the line. What a fun game. Look, we could do a live thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Thanks for downloading the podcast and hanging out with us today. If you want to see what's going on when the show's not on air, follow Jordan Silver on Instagram. Instagram.com/JordanSilver. That's Jordin Silver.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.